this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Nepal in mourning following Saturday's earthquake that killed more than 5,000 people. As the earthquake death toll surpasses 5,000, Nepal is observing 3 days of national mourning for victims of Saturday's devastating 7.8 magnitude quake. Some 10,000 others were injured. Casualties are expected to rise as workers clear rubble and access more remote areas. Dr. Richard Brennan is with the World Health Organization.
We're obviously concerned about the potential spread of infectious disease and are taking measures to address that. We have to make sure that women who continue to give birth have access to obstetric services, and we'll be looking at the other longer-term health issues such as psychosocial and impact on access to care for chronic medicines over time.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Kathmandu, James Moriarty, told VOA via Skype, developing a credible relief response will be a race against time.
You've got people living, many of them living 3 to 4 days from the nearest road. They're racing against time. You've got 5 to 6 weeks before the monsoons start. And if you don't have reliable shelter and reliable food chains set up by then, Nepal's going to have a real mess on its hands.
Heavy rains are hampering aid trucks from reaching some of the worst affected areas. Helicopters have also been unable to land in some spots, leaving many stranded and in need of aid. Human Rights Watch says Sudanese security forces arrested dozens of opposition party members, students, and political activists leading up to, during, and after this month's elections. In some cases, they were beaten. The rights group says many of the detainees face serious charges. President Omar al-Bashir won re-election to another five-year term in office. He has been in power since a military coup in 1989. This is VOA News. Indonesia has defended the executions early Wednesday of 7 foreigners and an Indonesian man convicted of drug trafficking as part of the fight against drug crimes that threatens the nation's survival. The executions have drawn fierce protests from rights groups and world leaders, including Australia's Prime Minister Tony Abbott.
These executions are both cruel and unnecessary. Cruel because both Andrew Chan and Myron Sukumaran spend some decade in jail before being executed, and unnecessary because both of these young Australians were fully rehabilitated while in prison.
The foreigners also included 4 Nigerians and a Brazilian. President Joko Widodo, who took office in October, has been a strong supporter of executing drug offenders. The U.S. said Iranian naval ships and patrol craft fired shots across the bridge of a Marshall Islands-flagged cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz in Iranian territorial waters. A senior U.S. official said the container ship MV Maersk Tigris was transiting the strait into the Arabian Gulf on an internationally recognized maritime route. Iran has yet to make an official comment. Iran's Fars News Agency quotes informed sources as saying maritime authorities requested the interception, indicating monetary differences with the ship's owner. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is sending a special envoy to Burundi, where the president's decision to run for a third term sparked violent street protests. He will hold consultations with President Pierre Nkurunziza. Opposition member and opposition candidate Agathon Rwasa hopes the protests will be short-lived and called on the president to reflect on how to defuse the situation.
There is no room for the violation of the Constitution and other regulations, because if we commit to build up Burundi on the principles of the state of law, we have first to respect the Constitution and other regulations.
At least 5 people have died so far this week in clashes between police and protesters. Critics say the president's third term violates the Constitution. The election is scheduled June 26. The rights group Freedom House says global press freedom declined last year to its lowest level in more than a decade. Its annual survey said journalists faced restrictions placed on them by forces, including authoritarian governments, terrorists, and media owners with business interests. Police in the U.S. eastern city of Baltimore, Maryland, say the city was stable overnight Wednesday as authorities enforced a curfew a day after riots over the death of a young black man who died while in police custody. Baltimore is still under a state of emergency. Police and National Guard troops have been deployed to keep order. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.